The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis, Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked.
Elbert, I'm noticing that a growing number of people in the black community are beginning to take a second look at the Republican Party and at conservatism. And I see it within my personal life as I see many friends and actually many people that I encounter are beginning to identify with the Republican brand. In particular, when an informed conservative like myself has the opportunity to lay out an argument for why they need to take a look at the Republican / conservative brand. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I've been a conservative for most of my life, most of my adult life. And I understand what you're saying because I see it and some of my family and friends, when we're talking politics, I see that a lot of them agree with a lot of conservative issues and stances on the issues. But I see a reluctance, a fear, possibly, to embrace conservatism wholeheartedly because they almost feel like it's a betrayal.
They've been taught that.
Absolutely.
They've been taught that.
I won't say brainwashed, but they've definitely been taught over.
Well, no, they've definitely been brainwashed.
I didn't want to say that because
say what it is because
it denotes to me a weakness in observing reality and coming to your own conclusions about what's best for yourself and your family.
Well, you know that weakness does exist.
It exists in quite a few.
As a matter of fact, it is very prevalent because 93% to 97% of blacks vote Democrat. Let me help you solve this dilemma. Let's just call it indoctrination.
Oh, okay. That's a little easier for me to swallow.
To digest.
Yeah, right, because I hate to think that 93% or 97% or whatever of black people have been brainwashed. Let's say indoctrinated.
Well, whether you call it brainwash or indoctrination, at the end of the day, they're vulnerable.
Yeah, the results are the same. They're voting as a block in lockstep and not really thinking it through.
Hey, hold on. They're political chumps. Malcolm X said they're political chumps.
Yeah, and to a certain extent, you're right. But I don't know. This Trump popularity, and we can throw Ben Carson into that.
Absolutely.
Is that indicative of the new support for conservative issues for the Republican Party? Is this all part of it? I'm not sure.
Absolutely, because you know what? I have a lot of you can go on Facebook and see a lot of black people putting their support behind Trump. You can begin to see a lot of black people putting their support behind Carson, even Cruz. And, you know, I just had my barber said to me the other day, hey, man, it's Ben Carson. He said he loves what Trump is doing, that whole in-your-face style, but he loves what Carson is saying, too.
Yeah, I think Carson is kind of riding on the coattails of the Trump phenomenon right now. But I think in the long run, I think most conservatives are going to be attracted more to the intellectual stance that Carson has.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the flamboyant, in-your-face style of Trump.
Right.
But is their popularity, is it a popularity born of their personalities, what they have bring to the table, or is it discussed with the current Republican leadership, especially leadership in Congress?
Well, let me say this. Many people in the black community are now beginning to figure out that that the Democrat Party has led them astray. Mm-hmm. Now, people like myself, I'm very disgusted with the Republican establishment.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not an establishment person. I'm a rank and file Republican. So I identify with the message that is truly conservative. Okay. And it's very easy for people like myself, and I try to teach other people, to be able to discern between the establishment and the non-establishment people. And it's real simple. The best thing I can say is the establishment people are what kind of like country club people, and the non-establishment people are just your everyday working Joe type of individual.
That has conservative...
conservative values.
Right.
You know, and the establishment within the Republican Party is very much progressive in nature. I have a very serious problem with that, but I won't linger on that.
Well, I was in a conversation with a friend on Facebook, and I was saying, like, I didn't think Trump was going to succeed and get the nomination. But his stance was, I hope not, because Trump, to him, was the next step toward a corporate America. Because Trump is a billionaire. Trump actually has, if you listen to him, he's involved in every financial deal that takes place anywhere in the United States or around the world. And he sort of thought that putting Trump in the presidency would take us just that next step toward a corporate state in America. I'm just wondering if you have any fears.
I don't necessarily have any fears of that. As a matter of fact, Trump isn't the candidate that I choose to back. I support what he's doing. And that he's kind of slapping political correctness in the face. That needs to happen. But what I would say is this. That should be the least of his fears, because we need, at least, if that was the case, we'd be going in the opposite direction of where Obama's been taking
right.
us.
The socialist route.
Exactly.
Right.
So, hey, and if we go Trump's route, let's say his route was that extreme as far as this new corporate country, we can sort that out. It's much more difficult to sort out a socialist state and to recover from socialism. You've seen in Europe when countries have had to recover from communism and socialism. It's
right.
a terrible thing, and it
Absolutely.
Takes them years to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can handle the whole corporate thing. It'll work itself out. And I think just by the nature of our economy, it could very easily be sorted. I don't see us going to that extreme.
But okay, but if and when Trump stumbles...
Oh, he will.
Carson is the front runner. I think in today's, the way the country is split almost down the middle, I think you're going to have a lot of crossover votes from black Democrats and black independents in order to give him that extra push into the White House. Do you actually see large numbers of black liberals or black Democrats crossing over?
Not black liberals. Tons of black Democrats are going to vote for Carson. Carson is going to win a nomination. I'm saying that here right now. But let me say this.
So you're distinguishing...
Trump has already stumbled, but you all haven't seen it. Now let me tell you. You've identified the stumble. You said it's very much, very blatant and in your face. Mm-hmm. On a certain level, that is the stumble. It's already happened. Now, he hasn't lost support. He's actually gaining support for the Republican brand. That support is going to be shifted behind somebody that's much more seasoned and intellectually based, which is Carson. People recognize Trump for who he is. I'll give you an example. I love what Trump is doing. Trump has actually motivated me in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not going to support him in the end. But what he has done, he has gotten the attention of a lot of people who would normally not even be paying attention to the Republican debates.
That's
and
true.
That's good
that's
because that's going to give more exposure to the Republican brand. In particular, it's going to give more exposure to, I think, to two individuals that I'm really behind. That's Carson and Cruz. So his stumble has stumbled people over here into our side paying attention to what we're doing. When Romney ran, nobody gave a damn about the Republican debates. If you go and check the numbers, you probably have 10 times as many Democrats paying attention to the Republican debates as you did in the last election cycle for president.
I have to agree with you. I'm one of them. Until this year, until Obama gained in popularity, I don't think I'd ever watched a political debate. I watched it. But I definitely never watched a Republican debate until now, until Trump.
Right. God works in strange ways.
But I'm still...
And I'm telling you, Trump is a godsend. I listen to a lot of my conservative friends. They're so pissed off. Oh, Trump, he just says anything. He just does this and that. I say, you all do not even realize he is a blessing in disguise. Mm. You didn't have people paying attention to our debates until Trump came along. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, Trump is kind of shaking the cage.
Absolutely.
And he's aroused a lot of energy on the Republican side. But I just can't help but think if Trump became the nominee or if Carson became the nominee, I just don't see that minority support that all the political pundits say a candidate needs, a crossover vote, because the country is pretty much divided down the middle.
Trust me, it's happening. It's happening.
Well,
right now, it is taking place right now. I see it in my personal life within the people that I deal with. And I'm telling you, it's happening, and it's only going to grow. It has no choice but to go up and grow from here. And let me tell you how smooth Mr. Carson is. Notice Mr. Carson hasn't taken the opportunity to attack Trump. Because if Mr. Carson attacks Trump, he attacks himself. I already explained to you how Trump is leading people over to our side and actually giving people like Carson exposure. The last debate, that last comment that Carson got in at the end, did wonders for him in the polls. He had that opportunity because of Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump gave it because Mr. Trump has brought the viewers, the listeners, to the table. People want to hear what we're talking about. Carson would be wildly unpopular if it wasn't for Trump.
I'm not so sure about that, but I will agree with you that Trump has raised the enthusiasm level considerably among Republicans, and I'm sure that all of them kind of benefited.
No.
Carson, the most.
Wait, let me tell you this.
All of them benefited.
Jeb hasn't benefited, and he's pissed off. Rand Paul hasn't benefited, and he's pissed off, and Christie hasn't benefited. And he's pissed off. You want to know why?
I don't know if they're pissed off. I think they're shell-shocked.
Here's the thing. They have realized, and the people that do the internal polling and do all these polls and whatnot, they understand that those people that are supporting Trump would never support Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, or Rand Paul.
They're the establishment candidates.
And many people, and this is what I'm hearing, many people actually are beginning to view Rand Paul as an establishment guy. I don't give a damn what he says, because a lot of people saw what happened between him and Mitch McConnell. He went and kissed the ring. I won't go into the specific examples. And when he did that, I told people he has forever attached himself to the establishment when he went on several occasions and kissed the ring of Mitch McConnell, who is establishment.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And what I'm telling you is this. They understand that Trump supporters will never support them, so they're pissed off at Trump. And they do understand that Trump supporters, as Trump begins to, once he goes out of the race, they're going to filter over to Cruz and Carson. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Trump and Cruz did that event in D.C.? Why do you think Carson is silent and not attacking Trump?
But what does Carson, Trump, or whoever is the Republican nominee, what do they have to offer the crossover or to entice the crossover black voter? That's
opportunity.
That's the part that I miss.
Opportunity, the American dream, because the people that have gotten to the American dream, and I've heard you kind of touch on this in other episodes, they got there by following, for the most part, a specific script and as living your life a certain way. And they are proponents of that, living your life, taking a certain approach to your life, following a certain script.
Okay, thinking about that, then I would say Carson would definitely be the better candidate.
Look at his life.
Right. He is a prime example that raised in poverty. You know, he took the reins of his own life.
Obama didn't come that route.
Right.
Everything was happening to that man.
And neither did Trump.
Right.
Trump was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, inherited millions, company already.
If you want the blueprint for how to be successful as a minority in the United States of America, then damn it, you better get behind Ben Carson.
And when you put it that way, I'm almost on the bandwagon. It won't take
much. I got a Carson shirt for you.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
I'll give you one.
Cool. Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we could be proud of.